Good evening, everyone. Mary Lou Raritan, Diamond in First Level, Extraordinaire, is my cohort here, and we love working together, and we love talking to NECAM people who are out there sharing the great news of NECAM with everybody. It is very, adds very much excitement to our lives and gives us lots of ideas that we can share with others. So let's go ahead and get started on our Challenger Silver Call. We're going to start tonight with Pina in the Tri-Cities. So what was so exciting about your last week, Pina?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many exciting things. I hate to even go to work. You know, it's really difficult. It's tough for me. With one exception, it just gets me off and more. I'm just, like today, I was running, I did a presentation at noon after being in Walla Walla, and then I rushed back to work, and then I had to rush back to do another presentation, and then I had to rush out. I did another rip this afternoon. I have two new consultants and one on auto ship. And soon to get two more consultants.
Wow, you are really rolling.
Oh,
Peter, can you hear me? I'm going to star 5 and mute everyone that's not currently speaking. So we can hear a little bit better.
Okay.
So just in case anybody didn't call in on the host, that this is why you're going to be muted. And if I call on you and you don't answer, I will unmute to see if we can find you.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, we still hear you, Pina?
Oh, dear.
Pina? You can't. Okay, I'll unmute again.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay. Can you hear me?
No, I couldn't. You must have called in on the 777. I did send an email for the Challenger host code number.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Okay.
All right,
go ahead.
Just
try to speak up. If you're not speaking and if you have any noise there, I would appreciate it if you would star 6, because that might help our sound a little bit more. Sound like somebody's breathing or something. So stop breathing, too.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh,
it almost
Pina,
like somebody's outside.
Yeah,
I this RIP presentation, I talk to different people, and it depends on where they're coming from as to which direction I go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did a presentation at noon today. I met at the house, and they just wanted a little bit of information. I mean, he has some issues, medical issues, and he says, I'm not hurting right now, but I'm not going to give him anything. I just said, you know, this will only take just a few minutes. So I did a little bit different, and I took him through the wellness home and so on. And then after I had him here about an hour, and they were anxious to leave. I mean, they were so excited about the water that they could hardly stand it. But now I told them, I said, I don't usually give out the information unless you know what it's about. I said, you could go to my website or anything, and none of this is going to make sense to you. I said, it's kind of like going to a store and you see a product, you don't know what the heck it does. You see how it is, you put it down. If it's not something that interests you, I said, you really need to know what this stuff does. And so I did the energy test, the mag steps, and he was just in awe. And the RIP presentation is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. It's so easy. I sit here, I saw a young gal tonight, and she's going back to college. And she left here saying, oh, I've got to talk to my sister. She needs this. She does this. Oh, I can just see me talking to everybody. And I'm talking to this gal from a different country. And she's talking about doing a presentation in Canada because she has family there. It's just phenomenal. I am just so pumped that I can't even hardly sit still.
Well, you're pumping me.
Me too.
So much fun. I have to call Mary Lou sometimes to just say, hey, Mary Lou, I just wanted to tell you this. And then I just, you know. I called her yesterday, and because I was really excited. I have a gal that I talked to about, I don't know, 6-8 months ago. And I kept trying to get a hold of her, and she finally was just too busy. And I just finally said, you know, when you're ready, just give me a call. And she did. And I did a presentation for her last night, and she was supposed to come over tonight for me to sign her up. I did RIP last night, and she's ready to go, but the weather is so nasty. I called her. I said, why don't we do this tomorrow? So, I mean, that's how exciting it is around here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very exciting, Dina. That's very, very exciting. Your two new wellness consultants, what are they wanting to do?
I have one that is she's going to do the business. And let's see. No, that's the him. I signed him up night before last, and I did the rest. And he's ready to go. He's one of my seven. My six is, supposed to be six, not seven, right?
Seven
times, Tina.
Have a few extras. That's good.
And he's pretty excited. We're getting ready to set a plan in motion for him. I'm just going all over the place. I'm just too excited. Especially when I'm sitting in front of people and I tell them how passionate I am about this and why. You know, there's an echo. I hear myself talk, you guys, and it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty echoey. Okay,
yeah.
So, Dina, this is a great report, and we may want to ask you some questions toward the end here if we have a little bit of time. So if anybody has questions, please write them down so we can ask the questions at the end. And I am going to mute, and so hopefully you've all called in on the host code. And so let's go to Elaine. Before I mute you, let's go to Elaine Connolly and see if she, are you on the host code, Elaine?
Yes, I am, Ruth.
Okay, I will mute for you then.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
I think that'll be a little quieter.
Thank you.
Elaine, oh, there, wow, I can really hear you.
All right, this week I have another new wellness consultant. And we're launching him. In fact, we launched him yesterday. He told me about a health program that his church was having yesterday, so I called the pastor to see if they needed any help with any purified clean water, and he said most certainly. So I took an Aquapur Deluxe there, and they had their health program, and then afterwards people sampled the water, and we were able to do strength tests. So there are probably about 24 people there, and we've got 10 people to follow up with appointments who said they definitely would like a water system. So the goal for this new consultant is to make senior this month with the water.
Oh, wow. What a good idea.
No new water ship this week, but I anticipate some coming based on my activity. Dave Rolfe was in for this past weekend, and my new senior from last week was able to see a bigger vision, you know, with his wellness preview on Friday evening. I also was able to resurrect another direct wellness consultant who wanted to do the business his way, and now it's not working, so we're going to sit down and reconstruct a good plan for him. So that was my best from this week, was the launching of the new one yesterday and then resurrecting, you know, the other consultant. This next week coming up, I belong to the Direct Selling Women's Association, and we have a meeting on tomorrow evening They asked me to speak for about 15 or 20 minutes about the network marketing business and for consistency and constancy. What are the steps that you do, you know, daily, weekly to keep things moving and getting momentum? And then another person is going to be talking about the party group, how to think. Yeah, exactly. Because the facilitator is in a party business, and she mentioned, you know, that she was concerned about Thanksgiving and Christmas, that, you know, this was a very scary time for them. And she said, you know, what about, you know, your business? And I said, you know, mine's really just picking up. And she says, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, you know, Nikan has an awful lot to offer people, you know, over the holidays and especially over Christmas. Because you can get somebody something for their health. And she said, oh, you know, that's pretty something to look at. So, and my business group provides the water for the meetings. So people have an opportunity to get exposed to Nikan that way. And then Gordon Williams is coming in Friday. He has a dinner Friday evening and then the quarterly on Saturday and then another dinner on Saturday evening. So I'm loading people up there, you know, with consultants and also people that I have in the pipeline. So I had a good week.
Wow, it sure sounds like it. Good job, Elaine.
Thank you.
You do a good job every week. I'm excited that you're going to get to speak to those direct selling people. That'll be fun.
Well, and I'm going to use Dennis's handout on the three types of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got some things related to Napoleon Hill. And I was going to show them the challenger sheet that I use from week to week.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I'm trying to think of the other handouts I had in there. But it was basically, you know, the prospecting, recruiting, and sponsoring and the daily activity. And oh, I know what it was, determining how much time you have to dedicate to your business on a weekly basis.
Okay, anybody that's live here have any questions for Elaine? So I'm sounds so quiet now, sounds like no one's here. Thank you, Elaine. Great report. Let's
okay.
go to Chicago and talk to Mike Squire. Are you on the live call, Mike? Mary Lou, are you still here? Okay.
Are you?
Hello?
Hey, I'm here, Ruth. I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay. Mike? Okay, he must be on the guest. I'll unmute again.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Hello, Mike.
Ruth?
Hi. Can you hear
us? I can hear you a million miles away, maybe. Sound like Catherine.
Can you hear us better?
There you are, yes.
All right, sorry about that. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're doing well. We're moving right along here. We Elaine, that was a great report.
Thank you.
We had last week actually was pretty good. We ended up having four new contacts of our own, but I actually seemed like I spent more time with my team trying to do one-on-ones and meet some new people of theirs. So
that's good.
Yeah, so it was a good week in that we had
your line has been muted.
Two more people we met with. And with Dave, we did a further one-on-one with somebody who actually was trying to help us find other contacts for Dave. So that actually went very well. And he actually has his mother and his mother-in-law and one of her friends are now on the osteodense and the calcium from Nikan. And
great.
Then they're going to with us to see a local physical therapist, Dr. Calloway, here next week to get even more information about all of the products, which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
And then our person down in Missouri has two people joining her with the quarterly event, The Rhythm of Nikan, this weekend, which is what we wanted her to do, so that worked out really well. And Suzanne actually has one other person who's looking at getting involved with the starter pack here very soon also. It's her daughter, actually, who's a nurse at one of the neonatal clinics in one of the hospitals locally here. So that's really great. And we had another person we've been working with over the last couple weeks after she went through a preview and everything. We loaned her some products. She's a nurse in the emergency room here in Naperville in a different hospital, and she's had some incredible results and today she went ahead and enrolled and purchased the water system and is looking to get the sleep system. She's just trying to kind of stretch it all out. And we're actually having her husband join us at the preview next week so we can get a little bit more buy-in from him. Because he was skeptical like I was. So not that that would happen, but so it's good. We're just doing everything we can to talk to more people. I called some of the people that I had talked to before to get referrals to other people, and it didn't work quite as well as I thought it would. But I'm just going to keep trying that because I figure even if I get one more person out of that, it's worth the phone call.
It is. Great, though. Okay. You have a lot of things going on, especially good idea to work downline under the people that you already have because you want to keep them.
Yeah, want to keep them and want to help help them build it, you know, to get those people up to silver. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just treating everyone like first level.
That's right.
As soon as you get to whatever level the next one is, then they are first level, and you have to do the same thing with them. So that's great. And another idea that we were hearing everywhere, people joining the local Chamber of Commerce. Mary Lou will report a little bit more on that later. What's your plan for this week then, Mike?
For this week as well is we're trying to get more initial contacts for ourselves. Just for us, first line, because that seems like last week and actually the week before, we didn't have a whole lot of activity there. So the goal is to just, you know, stay out of the house and meet people wherever we can. We met some great people even last weekend at church. They had a little function after, and this person came up to me and just kind of spilled his life story in like 20 minutes. I'd never met him before. I don't know what happened. And he was talking about all these things, and he's like, you know, if you ever find, you know, something that can help people and you can do good with it. He goes, you let me know. And I'm like, I've already found it. So I'm like, I found it. So we're going to hopefully get together with him actually next week or actually this weekend. So hopefully be able to share a little bit more with him. But our goal is really to get out and meet people. And we're looking at the chamber. And you know, Bob and Suzanne McGee were talking to us about the BNI group, which is something that's been kind of working for them. So
mm-hmm.
You know, trying to get out to some networking groups. Catherine joined the local junior women's club. So you know, trying to get out and get into some areas where we can just network more, because that's one thing area we haven't done real strongly with.
And boy, it's really working for people, too.
It sounds like it.
Okay.
And that's great. So our goal this week is to, you know, try to at least contact 5 new people each between Catherine and I, so 10 new contacts this week is our goal.
Okay. Each.
5 each, correct.
Good job. All right. Good report.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Where's your new... Wait, I have one question. You have a new wellness consultant. Where did that one come from?
That one came from... Actually, that came through the school because we put the water system in the school, and she's the one that's the emergency room nurse. And she was actually told by someone else about, you know, the water and what it does, and that it's Catherine and Mike Squire. And so she kind of came, contacted us, said, I want to know more. She actually has a unique situation where she has what's called a tethered spinal cord. And when she was, you know, young and growing up, she went through a growth spurt, and her spine actually attached to her pelvic bone. So it's caused her all sorts of challenges throughout her life, and she's typically... She kind of has what's the only thing I can compare it to is neuropathy in her right foot and real pain and numbness in her leg. And what happens is it causes she can't sleep well, so she's constantly having to get up and sleep in a chair, or you know, wakes up every hour on the hour and has other trouble. So what we did was once we brought her to our home and we went through the whole thing with her, we were loaning her pitchers of water on a daily basis, so she could really get hydrated, and we loaned her the sleep system and the back flex and the power mag. Actually, we loaned her as much as we could to give her, you know, the surroundings. And she today called us and said, look, I have to order the water. I want to get the sleep system, and I want to get these other things. But she's like, I just got to pace it out a little bit. I'm like, great. Well, how are you sleeping? You know, is it doing? She's sleeping all night waking up. Which is
awesome.
Unbelievable. So, I mean, it was so exciting. And, you know, and her husband's still like, yeah, well, I think it's just the, you know, maybe you just need another memory foam. It's not the magnets. And she's like, okay, whatever. So we have some work to do with him still, but she's, you know, some of the stories she's telling us just about the water, which she knows so well, her body, and being, you know, an emergency nurse, she's really amazed, you know, still trying to grasp it, but amazed at what she's feeling. And with the insoles in her feet, she said before she even left her house, her feet were feeling warm, and she can walk up her stairs without holding a handrail. So,
Mike, it's Elaine.
Hi, I
have neuropathy, and the insoles took care of it along with the sleep system and the water, so, and I'm a nurse.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, because she was telling us that she actually had stepped on a needle, went through her toe, and she didn't even know it. So.
Oh, yeah, my right foot is numb, but I don't no longer have the pain or the burning or anything like that. The insoles took care of it in 3 days.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, she's just can't seem to say enough, but she's just going to kind of phase herself into the wellness home versus, you know, coming out and buying it full on. So we told her that's fine. You know, before we would have kind of, you know, stepped back from it, but, you know, we realized after, you know, Dennis being here, look, if she, you know, she's enrolling, you know, with the membership, wants to buy the water, and, you know, lots of questions about, you know, how we make money, and the representation was perfect for that. It made it very simple and basic, and so she's like, I get it. You know, I just share this with other people, what I'm going through, and once she sees some income coming in, I think she'll really kind of go crazy, just as each day her own testimony is getting greater and greater.
One other thing you might offer her is to use the CM cream in the morning when she gets up and on her feet, and also when she goes to bed at night, because that helps also.
The CM cream on her feet, mm-hmm, in the morning, mm-hmm, and at night.
Right.
I'll tell her to do that.
That's okay. A good AutoShip product.
And that's a good AutoShip product. We were talking about AutoShip with her today, too. She kind of creates her own Siaga-type juice, so Siaga was a perfect... She calls it swamp water, and she makes all this stuff. I mean, it was an interesting concept, but she's trying to give herself the same types of things that Tiaga would do for her. So we're shifting her whole mindset to what we have. So, but that's great information, Elaine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to Washington State. Talk to Lainey Kyle. Let's see, I don't know. I'm not in presentation, so she must be here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I was just muted. Sorry. That way it's quiet. It's been an exciting week around this nation, I think. So we got to get more excited. I actually am going to start with I've invited and have confirmations from 5 people that will be going with me to the Rhythm. Only one of them is a wellness consultant. All of the rest of them are new ones. So I'm really excited about that.
Wow.
I have 10 new prospects that walked through my door this week, and I have set up 5 appointments with them for this coming week to meet with them. I'm hoping to get the last 3, at least 8 of them. 8 of the people that walked through the door wanted more information. And 2 of them said, sounds kind of crazy to me, but they'll be back. 3 of them immediately said, one of them's a latte lady, immediately said, oh, yeah, I want more information. I need to know this right now. What can you give me to look at? I need to be in contact. So I did a RIP presentation with one of them, and she wanted to meet with a couple of her friends. So we're working out. She's working on a list of names of 30 people to get in front of, so she can make $500 to $1,000 next month, and she hasn't even signed up yet.
Wow!
And then the other gal that was really excited, I dropped off the first presentation at her latte stand, and she was talking to a guy on the other side that wanted to buy the Aquapour. She doesn't know anything, but she tasted the water, and she's already selling the water. And he was really interested and talked through the latte stand. So, plus my one gal that's working on getting committed to go silver went to gold training with her husband. And I haven't talked to him today, but I expect to have, I heard a gossip report that they did. They were really excited when they walked out of goal training. So I'm trying to put individual meetings together with the RIP presentation. I only have one person that's willing to do this that signed up, and that's my new gal at goal training. And so I'm progressively going through my people that I already have. Well, I'm talking about Washington people. My Texas people are working on it, on the RIP. But I only have one person that I'm working with every day around here. And I'm shooting for 12 new contacts this week. Hopefully I'll get to take two more with me. I can carry 7 in my SUV this coming week, and I hope to maintain 8 to 10 meetings, either with the RIP presentation or with a first look or a face-to-face, and I want 2 new auto ship people. I have a consultant that has been in for a little while that met with me and wants to get her starter pack and get started. And so she's working on financing for that. And I have a health challenge that's pretty severe in my organization, and I need to talk to someone that can help a person that's been told there's no hope for him and he's got 1 month to live. And his wife is doing everything she can, so I was hoping I could get Elaine Conley's phone number.
Sure.
Also.
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to do a 3-way with you.
Okay, that's fine. It's
440-478-4073.
Right.
So I'll call you tomorrow. Thank you.
Fine.
So things are going
to
go.
Another thing you might want to have them do, Elaine, is listen to that presentation that we did with the nutrition, the WI, the YSN Can Nutritionals Win presentation on Saturday. Did you hear it?
No, I was occupied.
Okay. That's okay. Because we had the Gloria that's on the first page of that nutritional presentation was on the call, and she was given no hope at all.
Yeah, I did have Gloria. I did hear that part on Gloria. I wasn't able to listen to the whole call. Okay, I'll do that with her, too.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Why?
But it's heating up.
It is. It feels like it's starting to explode.
Yes.
It feels like it's beginning to feel like the old Mekan. I really didn't expect it to happen quite this fast, so I'm getting more. That's why I was talking to Pina, listening to Pina. It is really getting me very excited. It feels like it's starting to explode like it did before because everybody can do it.
Uh-huh. And thank you so much, Bruce, for putting it all together for us.
Oh, well, it really was sort of an inspiration. I'm like a little vision, whoosh, right in.
Oh, Bruce, wait till they find out what you've added today.
Oh, you mean the script? The script? Yeah.
Script.
The flip chart will have a script, but you'll be able to pull the script right off in Blue Ribbon as well. It's most of what's on there is a script, but I always say a few things along with it, just a couple of things as I go through, and so we have that available. I think it's pretty finished. I have Mary Lou's proofreading it for me. So.
Yay. That'll especially help our new people.
Right. So, okay, we have a few others on that want to report. Excellent, Eleni. Really exciting. And let's see, let's go to Margaret in Tennessee.
Okay.
Before she goes to sleep back there.
No, I have not slept yet. It's early yet.
Late there.
Okay. First of all, there was a lot of excitement here in Murfreesboro this week. Mary Lou came to town and created quite a bit of excitement and interest then. So, first of all, one of the consultants committed to the RIP program. He's a new consultant, and he knew very little about the products or the money, but he was excited, and he particularly liked the presentation that you put together, Ruth. He complimented. He thought it was very good. So I'm excited about him. And then 2 people signed up on AutoShip as preferred customers.
Wow.
And there were others who were interested in some products, but no orders as yet have been placed. the last time I checked. Then one exciting thing was that Mary Lou and I had lunch with two veterinarians, and one of them is a consultant. He isn't interested in the business, but think he's going to be a good user of the products, and you don't know what will happen down the line. And both of them were very interested in Nican and in the products. So that was exciting. And this week, I'm following through with a few people who couldn't participate in the presentations with Mary Lou. And then I'm looking for new prospects who will be. I just came home from a short time ago from a networking group. There I met three new people. I'm going to follow through with them. And I will be attending another networking group this week as well. And I'm also contacting consultants and the people who have shown an interest in Nican and anyway to go to the rhythm with me on Saturday evening. So it was a good week, and I think a lot of things are beginning to look up here. So I'm really excited about it, and so Mary Lou did a great job getting some excitement around here. So
sounded to me like you did a good job of getting her lined up.
You sure did.
I did my best. I tried to keep her busy.
She did a great job. She didn't even brag to you about how she led her brother and sister-in-law right into that presentation.
I thought that was very, very slick. Mary Lou, would you please tell them?
Well, I think they're a lot more interested now than in the business than they've ever been. And unfortunately, her brother is sick right now. But, yes, she did a beautiful job about leading me right into that conversation.
Sound like she had a pretty good idea of what the hot button was.
That's right.
Just had to know how to deliver it.
Sure, Margaret, kind of tell, because there's a lot of people in here that don't know what me and Ruth are what we're talking about. What did you have me say to your brother and sister-in-law?
Well, first of all, she had them come for dinner, didn't you?
No.
No, it was presentation. No.
No. They took us to dinner afterwards at the next night. I think what Mary Lou's talking about is something happened and I said, oh, would you tell them about Dennis? Is that what happened, Mary Lou?
Yeah.
I want to know first, how did you get Mary Lou in front of them? How did you get them in front of Mary Lou?
Well, they are consultants.
Yeah, so they always come to see me.
Oh, that's
don't
nice.
They Margaret? They're very polite.
They're very polite. They came as a courtesy to her and to me.
Huh? Okay. That's important thing to know.
So I think, and they haven't been really interested in, they use some of the products, but not very many, and they are not interested or were not interested in the business. But I think I casually mentioned to Mary Lou something about, Dennis, how he got into the business. And so that opened the door for Mary Lou to tell about how much money he made. And
no, you asked me to tell about when Dennis had his heart attack.
Oh, that's right, when he had his heart attack. Because my brother said he had that he has to go back in 3 months because he has some blockage. So I said, well, why don't you tell him about Dennis and when he had a heart attack and how he didn't work for 3 months. And so Mary Lou went right into it, and I think he impressed them, don't you, didn't it, Mary Lou?
Well, I thought Colleen was going to fall off the chair. Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
Well, she told how much money he made, and it would have been 37 years, and her eyes popped out. And so she said, I think she said, tell me that again.
Yeah, she did. So then we were able to do the RIP presentation. Up to that point, we did share with them about the new nutrition and stuff. So they were letting us go through that presentation, but then they let us do the RIP presentation because she didn't believe that we could earn that kind of money. So I think they're much more interested now in the business. And they do, Margaret doesn't think they use a lot of products, but they have the sleep system and the water in the air. They're just not on auto yet.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Great, great report, Margaret. You just do an awesome job. You're an inspiration to us.
She is.
Thank you.
And
She can run circles around me.
I'm not so sure about that.
Quite a few other people.
I did try to keep her busy.
You did a great job, Margaret.
So, okay, now we had a few others speak up. I'm not sure if you're wanting to report. Is there anyone else on the call? The line is open. So if you'd like to speak up and tell what's been exciting about your week, let's hear it.
This is Jerry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jerry.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I'm still on mute or not. Yeah, I'm in Florida. Yeah, and I'm still gearing up for next week. I'm just so excited about the quarterly event coming up, and we've got Steve Roberts coming to Melbourne, and so I was talking to him a little bit earlier this evening about our plans. We've got a covered dish dinner we're going to have one night, and then that'll be on Thursday night, and then have, of course, Saturday event. This week, I've heard several people mention about networking, and my husband and I have joined. We live on the Indian River, which is a pretty big river, and a lot of sailing on this river. So we've joined a small little sailing club, the yacht club, and it's a place to meet a lot of new people because I haven't lived here for a long time. But that was where I made a lot of contacts this week, is getting involved in this little sailing club, and already got asked to help out with the newsletter. So it's kind of a volunteer thing too, but it's a new way to make some new contacts.
And, right.
Yeah, so it's
a job.
And it's one of our things that on my life cycle plan. Well, right now we do have a little sunfish, which if anybody knows what that is, it's like a surfboard with a little sail on it, but is to have a bigger sailboat and to be able to, that's something my husband and I both want. So it kind of goes along with what we want.
Okay. That's pretty exciting. Good move. Okay, thanks, Jerry. Anyone else have something that they would like to share that's exciting about this last week or your plans?
Oh, Ruth, can I ask a question before on the let's see, it's on the part about in the plan, not the writ plan, the one part where is there a problem with our medical system? You have some quotes like 31 per 100 Americans, you know, with that flesh-eating bacteria and antibiotics,
uh-huh.
And then the 94,000. Anyway, those different cases and the number of deaths nationwide. And under that, you had the AIDS virus, so many people killed in 2005. Well, those numbers above there that you had, was that from just this year or
The figures, I think, for this year are 12,000 AIDS and 19,000 of the MRSA. But I've taken those figures off because they get out of date, and so I have something that's a little more general in the new presentation that will be on Blue Ribbon Now.
Okay, so I can go back and print out a different page without those numbers, yeah.
Yeah, I left the figures. I have MRSA and other antibiotic-resistant bacteria are in today's headlines. Obesity, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and other chronic diseases are epidemic. How are you going to protect your family?
Hmm. Okay.
And then Mary Dean's, I have a hers change too, and she is just making a big emphasis and kind of upset about the news out here. Kept saying, wash your hands.
Yeah.
And she said,
of course.
More than hand washing.
She said, of course you have to wash your hands.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'll have to go back and look.
So
it's already been changed online?
Yes.
Okay.
Should be. I'm quite sure it is, yeah.
Yeah, there were a couple pages that it didn't print out all the way, but I kind of figured out what it was supposed to say.
I think it's all fixed.
Okay. That's great.
I have made up a script that you, if you are doing a flip chart presentation, you'd put on the back side, but you can also just have it ready to have it opened up to use when you're doing the preview on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you have people pull it up, the nutrition presentation on PowerPoint or on the PDF,
mm-hmm.
or just they just pull it up on Blue Ribbon. and open it, then they can look at that, and you can talk on the phone and look at the notes. What I did is print off a black and white copy, shades of gray or something, that I look at, so then I can follow my notes while I'm going through it.
Well, Ruth, and the nice thing is you've added to those notes what Dr. Nyhu said about those pores. Or
well, I have, but we won't be able to send that in until I hear back that we can use it.
Oh, okay.
Because it does say on the bottom of there, no using this or sending this to anyone without permission, which I had missed before.
Okay.
So. Okay. All right. Let's just a really quick review. I think some of these guys were even on the gold call already, and on that you gave Mary Lou from the platinum diamond call.
Okay, but could I ask one question here from Mike Squire?
Sure.
Mike, are you still there?
Me anyway.
I know that he mentioned. Hi, Mike. I know you mentioned that you have a new wellness consultant, and she is an emergency room nurse, but you said you got her through the school because you have the water there. You put water in the school. Could you tell us a little more about, is she a nurse at the school?
No. She's a nurse at Edwards Hospital in Naperville, Illinois. It's one of the premier hospitals there in the emergency room. Her children go to school with our children.
Oh.
At it's a small, private school. There's about 110, 120 students, but it's an old building, and even though the water is, tested and it's okay, none of the kids will drink the water at the school.
Okay.
So through the PTA this year, the principal said no. It's not important. The water's fine. But the PTA said, look, the kids don't like the water, and we offered this, one of the aquapores on a water cooler, and so they purchased it through the PTA and they put it in there, and now it's amazing because you just see a line of kids at the aquapore, all day, and they're having to refill it constantly. So they're trying to raise money. We just actually. Got some really nice polycarbonate, 7 bottles with the school logo and a place to put their name on it, so they can actually bring water bottles to school so they don't have to replace cups. But now, the parents are seeing it and starting to ask questions, and they're trying to get another one put. Now, the goal is to get them in every classroom, but right now, one downstairs and then one upstairs will be great.
Okay. Thank you.
More than you wanted to know, probably. Sorry.
No, very good. No, okay. I just wanted to know how that fit in, and I know that the private schools, it's easier to get them in there, and I do know that Lainey at one time had worked with a teacher who was using water, and she actually was tracking some great details. Lainey, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I took two more calls with two consultants. But
all of that's okay. But I do remember that when it came to party time at the class, the big thing that I remember was that they had the choice of water or some Calypso juice or something. And
Capri Sun.
Okay.
And Halloween.
And so tell everybody how they were.
28 kids in the classroom, and the teacher bought 30 Capri Suns, which are just a juice drink and a little foil pouch, and that was going to be their treat for class. And of the 28 kids, only 2 drank the Capri Suns. All the rest of them opted to use their water bottles with the aquapore. So she used her curriculum money, which every public school teacher is authorized a certain amount of curriculum money to buy books or papers or, things specially for their classroom. She used all of her curriculum money for the aquapore. And the teacher is, the principal also wants to get it all in the classrooms, but she has to go through channels. And they have to prove that their yellow water is not healthy to drink. The other thing that was noticed with this teacher is she had a absentee rate the year before of 55 days and 188 day work year. She'd missed 55 days because of illness, and when we added the water, she only missed 10 days the whole school year.
Amazing.
So, and the athletic director and for the whole school district, is doing a brain gym. He has a grant for a brain gym, and he thinks hydration of fifth graders will, excuse me, will, so our water will hydrate his fifth graders better to have better brain gym exercises. And they already know that the kids are dehydrated in the schools. It's just how are they going to get the water on them that's going to be better for them.
Awesome. Okay.
That is great.
We've been saying for a long time we need to get this stuff in the schools. So we got some people working on that. Good job. Okay, I think Ruth wanted me to go over and just kind of go over the notes that we got mainly from the Platinum call earlier today. That is an active group of people. You guys are very, very busy people too. But one thing is that they all have been making sure that they're getting in with networking groups. And I know June Silva, was somebody here on the call mentioned, I think it was one of you mentioned on the call how you're letting this fit into your life. Oh, it was Jerry. Now she belongs to a sailing club, and so now she's getting to, you know, mix and mingle. And isn't it fun that you can do your NECAM business wherever it is that you, you know, wherever your interests are? June Silva, I know, said that she always has these different parties, and everybody who comes to her parties are able to see her wellness home, her water and her air and her et cetera. But anyway, last week she had a Labrador party, but they didn't bring the dogs, but it was Labrador owners, and she said, so she had, you know, all of her wellness home things out. But the interesting thing is she said she had three dogs on auto ship with Lactoferrin and Jade Greenzyme. How about that? Pardon me? Okay. She also said there's a TV station back there. She's in New Jersey, and she said that on the TV station in the area, somebody had been on there and talked about a hotel in the area that has a sleep consultant. And in this hotel, they have several different beds, and one of them was actually a magnetic bed. So she was pretty excited about hearing about that. The other thing she does is she volunteers a lot for the chamber. She said, you know, the only thing that costs her is time, and it's getting, you know, she's becoming familiar in the area. It gets her in front of a lot of new people. She said, like, she volunteers for a golf tournament. She said it's free if you're a volunteer. It costs $1,000 to attend if you're not. And then she puts in free massage coupons and stuff in different bags, and they have business card exchanges and that kind of stuff. And she always gets on committees, and when she gets on those, she's always giving gift certificates. So she goes to any networking event that she can. And also then Elaine Shod mentioned that she had met a gal at a hot air balloon festival at a booth that she'd had, and then she did great follow-up with her. And this gal just joined her, and she just completed her four-year energy medicine degree. And she wants to incorporate NECAM into her practice. So that was very, very exciting. Another thing she did, I thought, and I missed it on the last call, was her granddaughter had come over to visit with her, and she had her granddaughter sit down and address 100 postcards to this real wealthy community, mailing these postcards to people's houses that said, "Is your house making you sick?" So we're going to need to find out what else was on that postcard. So that'd be a good thing for us to be looking at. The Dillmans are really, really excited about the RRIP presentation, as all of you on the call are. They've been sharing it now. They've shared it with 12 of their downline, and we've gotten some inactive distributors who had been in the business 11 years, and this person, almost all of the people that was in this gal's organization were on auto ship, so she got very excited about the RRIP presentation now with the $200 a month. Now she sees this as a business.
And then Tim, I believe Tim Nigel is probably still on here. He's another one who is very good about being out there and getting out in front of people. He belongs to different networking groups. And he said BNI has been very good for him. And he was meeting with a builder about how they could incorporate wellness into the remodel jobs. What a great idea that was. And also because his name is out there, there's a fundraiser for autism, and the lady that was heading that up got his name from someone else who had left it on her door, and he was meeting her after the call. Tim, are you there? Did I get those details right? He may have had to go. And then Sana from Arizona, she's another one. They go to a lot.
You got those details. You got them right. I was muted.
Okay, Tim. I thought I got them right. Good. Did you meet with the lady?
I had a great conversation with her. We met. We talked about what she does, what I do. She invited her to the wellness preview here in town on Thursday night, and she's coming.
Good.
And to take a look at that and see what they can do, and then found out she also has opened up a preschool, where she's got a lead. She's got a thing to another people. She said, "Oh, we could use this. Sounds like your water systems. We could use a lot of things in these preschools." So it's just opened the door to a lot of involvement.
Yep. See how great it is. You get out there and people find out who you are, and you almost can be working through those people, as Suzanne McGee, I think, was saying earlier tonight, because she just stands up. I know it. She mentioned at her meeting. Gee, I wrote that down somewhere else. But anyway, she'll stand up and say who would be a good contact for her, and people afterwards have came up to her and are taking her into another great big living facility down there. So, okay, thanks, Tim. And then Sana and one of her partner, one of her down people in her team, one of her gals in her organization, they go to all these different networking groups, and they go in and they act like they don't know each other. So they sit at different tables, and they're always exchanging cards. And then the two of them can get together later, and they are finding, you know, they're doubling up and, you know, meeting a lot more people. So this last week they went to a professional women's conference. And then there was also a thing, there was a fun bunch, a senior citizens meeting at a church, and she was going to get to talk to them about educating them about wellness. And she said a lot of them like to do volunteer work, and so they need to take care of themselves to be there for their family and for their family and for the community and everything else. So also she was meeting with a jewelry store owner and was meeting with them and wanted to discuss functional wellness health jewelry with that person. And then we closed it. Sherry Dorsey was the last one to talk, but she said she hasn't been good at going to networking meetings, but she decided that everybody else was talking about it, so she knew she needed to get out and do it. She went to a meeting with someone who had said they were not interested in NECAN. She met 15 or 20 people, got 4 one-on-ones appointments. She did her one-minute commercial. She said, I help people create environments in their home of wellness, or create income streams so they don't have to rely on their job. We have products no one else has, and OsteoDense is one that's not even on the marketplace. It regenerates bones. We're seeing tremendous results. And when she got through, a gal came over and said, "I need to talk to you. I take Fosamax, and I want to know if you can help me." So she gave her a CD about OsteoDense, which that CD, by the way, is on Focus on Grove. I haven't listened to it yet, but she said it was the October 1st Pathfinder call. It's on Focus on Grove, and it was Jerry White and Karen Hamill talking about OsteoDense. So she said, you may want to fast forward at the first 5 minutes of training, but she always puts that little plug in there, too, so that if these people are interested in the business, they know that they also will get a training. Oh, it was very cute. She said that she had gone to the school with her grandson and found out that her teacher's son had a broken foot. And she told the teacher that she's in the wellness field, and I'd like to share with you to help. Maybe I can help him get on his feet faster. And the grandson, who's 8 years old, whispered to her, "Grandma, she has a bad back too." Thought that was great that our grandchildren are really listening to us. So that was pretty awesome. That's it. Everybody is going out and making sure that they're in the out where people are. And she sent out emails to 19 of her leaders to see if they're interested in with the RRIP. And Ruth suggested to her that it would be great to have maybe an in-home with a speakerphone, or get a small group on a conference call, or like I know the first one Lainey and I did. I think we kept calling different people until there were five or six of us on, and so that you can people can be interactive, and it just gives it and then do the RRIP presentation on the phone, and they all loved that idea. They said that was going to kill two birds with one stone. Okay, Ruth,
hey.
Back to you.
Good report.
Thanks.
Oh, you guys have so much to be excited about.
One more thing. You wanted to make sure everybody had a great rhythm event, but you said to also remember to go in and look at your organization and see if you've got any directs there, and make sure you call them and let them know about the bonus bucks this month from NECAN if they become a senior.
That's right. Boy, it's an important thing to do is get those directs called up and let them know about those bonus bucks. That's the best time I've ever seen to become a senior. Get on auto ship and become a senior. So I'm calling pretty much everybody that I printed out first and second, all my first and second levels, and unless I have somebody who's calling them all like Mary Lou does in her organization, I'm not really calling hers because I know she's doing it, but I have quite a number of legs that no one is calling the first and second levels, and some of them I'm calling them anyway, just because I like to visit with them and touch base. But this month is certainly a month to look down through the organization and find out who's not a senior yet, because they might want to jump up and do that. Even if they don't, well, next time you call them, they probably will. So, go for it. But the rest of you are doing an awesome job building up the new wellness consultants. It just seems like everything is increasing. Every week that we're talking to you guys, there are more and more wellness consultants, more people, more appointments. Everybody sounds so much more confident in being able to present. I am very, very excited about that. This will, this momentum will continue to increase as your people have heard it a couple of times. They'll be able to turn right around and be presenting, and that's what causes it to explode. So, awesome time to be in NECAN.
Ruth, could you kind of touch... I know you want to, it's almost over, and I probably should have thought this sooner. As you were talking earlier on the gold call about, it seemed like, didn't Dan say, it seemed like it was a little bit slower when you're talking to people about the auto ship, but it's going to explode, just like you said.
It does. It starts more slowly because we don't have, I think, however, we're going in the back door.
Your phone's going dead.
My phone's going dead?
Well, every once in a while it's kind of garbled. I think you're...
probably is. It's running down. okay, so we're approaching it with a lower ticket auto ship, but that's the back door, and everybody who realizes the potential of the business will then want to get their starter pack. And, of course, this is a month to get them to do that. And that's what showing them the RRIP presentation does. But it starts more slowly as you're adding and adding and adding, and pretty soon when everybody starts adding, then that is multiplication and the reproductivity. That's where the big volume will come on down the road. It will get faster and faster until it's exponential. That's just how it works.
Okay.
And I can see it beginning to happen already. Faster than I thought. So I'm pretty excited.
And you said that we can do this faster than you and Dennis did because you didn't have good autoship. We didn't have autoship when you guys got started.
Didn't even have it at all.
That's right.
But we were doing, you know, I talked about if we did the whole grid six by six, six levels down, that you would have 11 million volume every month. And we did have $11 to $15 million volume a month when we were running for Royal Diamond. We didn't even have autoship. So that was only reproductive income. Repetitive reproductive income is a whole lot more powerful, and then people stay on autoship. They just stay there. Just ask Dan Daugherty. He still got them there when he was inactive for 5 years.
Yep. That's true.
So we've got something going that we have never worked before. We have something more powerful than what we've ever had before. And so all we have to do is go show people what we've got. Let them join us.
That's
have a
right.
great week, you guys. My phone's yeah,
yeah,
down good, so much.
Good luck going to sleep after Ruth just gave us that.
Oh. Thank you a million, Mary Lou. I appreciate having you on the call so much.
Okay, Ruth. Talk
all
to
right,
later.
You guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
And all you other guys on there, good night to you, too.
Good night. Thank you, Ruth.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.